pals.
Hey, pals.
Hey, pals, we're on.
Welcome to the podcast, throwing the
right at the buzzer there.
Marcus just got in his seat. We are Frank.
We are Frank. We are Marcus.
We are Tom.
And together we are pals. Today we're talking about best dance scenes
on film. What do you think the ratio is? Because I don't think it's 1/3 of each of us. I think it's a pinch.
We know what it is. It's 80% you, Thomas. So let's try and balance that out today.
We'll see how we go.
Yeah. So yeah, short and sweet. Best dance. Who wants to kick it off?
Best dance scene in a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Best scene featuring dancing prominently.
Well, as per, I've got a lot.
You have a lot.
So we can either start or finish with me.
You were saying just before we started recording, can we make this the main pod now? Just the 7-minute bits? Because you're like, this is more rewarding.
Loosely what I said.
Well, go on then. Kick it off.
Okay. Let's go. I'll kick it off. Best on-screen dance scene.
I know we're limiting it to top three, so just...
Given, I don't think this is necessarily in order, but I'm just going to go with how it popped into my head, all right?
Okay, yeah. All right, popped and locked into your head.
Napoleon Dynamite, John Heater.
Iconic.
Okay.
Yeah. Dancing to Canned Heat by Jamiroquai, incredible scene.
Okay, I'll put it up. I'll put it in.
What are you doing? Oh, you're going to insert here? Insert song here. Yeah, nice.
Wow, that was a great song. I can't remember how it goes.
All right, Tom, you're next.
Can you sing it a little bit for me?
Canned Heat on the dance floor to Jamiroquai.
Okay.
It's the weirdest Fall Out Boy song I've ever heard.
Do they often sing Jamiroquai in the middle of their song?
I'm not in the right position.
All right.
Tom.
One that comes to mind for me is in Ex Machina, you know, the Alex Garland movie with Oscar Isaac. And he's talking to Domhnall Gleeson, and I can't remember the exact line, but Domhnall Gleeson says something like, "Did you tear it up? Or you tore something up?" And Oscar Isaac goes, "I'm going to tear up that fucking dance floor." Yeah. Then gets out there and dances with Alicia Vikander.
As per my notes, number two.
It is.
That's what everyone on Reddit said.
It is incredible. I've never seen it. So funny. Because it's quite a dark movie, and then Oscar Isaac is just like...
Because he actually tears it up.
Yes.
He's a good dancer and musician. He used to be in a ska band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he is scarred.
All right. I got a few.
Oh.
Wait, you got to do a few now?
I get to do as many as I want.
All right.
Go. The opening to Austin Powers' Spy Who Shagged Me.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's the full street dance sequence, That is fun. And then there's a Britney Spears insert in there at some point.
That's the third Goldfinger. Gold member.
Wait, didn't you say the third one or are you saying the second one?
I said Spy Who Shagged Me.
Oh, you did.
Which is the second one. Yeah. I don't remember that as well because Gold Member was more my generation. I know it's not the best one, but I saw it so many times, whereas I've only seen the first two a couple of times. But yeah, the Austin Powers movies, they're fun. They're good.
It's a great scene.
What about the dancing? Step Up 2, rain scene? That's my penultimate.
What? Really?
Yes.
Step Up 2
is
a problem in itself. Hmm? And then the rain sequence.
It's a film about dancing. How can it not have the best dancing?
So silly.
Describe it for us. Paint the word picture.
You got Moose, young kid, curly hair.
Okay, what's he doing on a moose?
And he's
is this happening somewhere in Canada?
He's got moose in his hair.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he's popping and locking and it's raining and they're all doing dances and they swish and the water sprays. Woo, dancing.
Whose moose is that? Easily amused.
Is that Channing?
Good. No.
Who plays moose?
No.
I don't know. Adam, little kid guy. Adam someone.
Okay. Mustafa.
Do you want to look it up? I don't want to. Let's go another one.
All right,
I'll jump to my number three then. It's Sam Rockwell in Charlie's Angels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Rockwell in most things that he dances in. Yeah.
Sam Rockwell in any film, I think he tries to insert a little dance.
Yeah, or Sam Rockwell on any late night talk show.
Yes,
correct. Did you see the one where he came out as an old man and he was like, oh, I can't dance. And then he like threw his cane away and then started dancing.
That's a good bit, but no, Rockwell. I haven't
said it. Oh, he deserves that Oscar. That's good stuff.
It's very interesting. I rewatched Three Billboards the other day. Which, by the way, I don't think it's aged very well, unfortunately. I loved it back in the day, and now I'm like, I don't know if I like this.
That's only been like 8 years.
Okay. It is weird how that's the movie he's got the Oscar for, and it is the least Rockwell role in many ways.
That's good.
That's talking about dance, though.
Yeah, but quickly, that's early Rockwell, Green Mile. That's very like...
A lot of dancing going on in there.
Okay. Make him laugh.
Yeah, that was going to be one of mine as well from Singing in the
Rain. It was going to be and now it's not.
Okay. Singing in the Rain, I think we could just go ahead and say, for anyone who hasn't seen it, it sounds like an obvious choice, like when we're talking about, I don't know, action sequences and we're like, hey, have you heard of The Matrix? But like the dancing you? In Singing in the Rain
is
in
the best action sequence of all time.
It is. Way, it kind of is.
The way Gene Kelly hangs off that streetlight.
It is pretty.
Except Gene Kelly doesn't look like a linebacker. Let's just quickly just get that out of the way. He's a slender man. It's very good.
So weird that you're holding on to this thing that I said half
tiny,
a year
tiny
ago.
Hips. Tiny hips.
Yeah. Chris Pine doesn't do a lot of dancing. But my last one that I'm then because it's short and sweet. So we're going to wrap it up. So quick, everyone hurry.
Okay.
The Room Where It Happens, Leslie Odom Jr., Hamilton.
Oh, you're going to go with a stage show.
I'm going to go with a stage show.
That's pretty weak, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure that I'm into
because
that.
Because that's yeah. so good.
Mine is this 2012 like YouTube video of kids dancing on the subway. It was great.
It's released.
They had like little bucket drums and everything. What are you doing?
I like it. So sue me.
Leslie Odom is obviously fantastic when he's dancing in that.
And so is the whole cast of Hamilton. All right. Well done.
All right.
Did I have another one? Oh, yeah. Just a shout out to one that we mentioned a long time ago, an ex-episode of ours. As I understand it, our least listened to episode, so we might actually need to remind. Do you remember what it is?
Belfast.
Katrina Balfe dancing in Belfast is wonderful. That actually is kind of the highlight of the film, when Jamie Dornan is singing and she's
dancing.
But
that's a low bar.
It's a low bar.
It's a nice scene, but does that really qualify as like
it's the thing
best dance, on-screen dancing of all time?
Probably not, but it's like when I think back on dancing that I've seen in movies and if I was going to do a montage and I was going to have 20 or 30 films, I'm like, I'd probably put that in there.
I think because that was a diamond in the rough for you, I think
yes.
as a standout moment.
Agree.
It's a memorable, because the song's good, Jamie Dornan, and the dance is nice. You know, it's not good. Anything in Billy Elliot. All bad
Wrong.
Dancing. Wrong. Terrible dance scenes across the board.
It is notable that we haven't brought it up until Frank's brought it up to slander it. I think when he's doing the twirl, it's excellent. The twirl is fantastic.
The one twirl. Shocking. Okay, awful
I'm
bad
getting off
dancing.
This before I get pissed off. I got two more.
Go, ready?
Saturday Night Fever, John Travolta.
Never seen it.
Yes, good.
You've seen the scene though. Sure.
What's the one where he's hip thrusting to Jamie Lee Curtis in the dance class?
Yeah, that's it's like some, I don't know, it's kind of, that's a weird moment.
That's not Saturday Night Fever.
No. I'm pretty sure it's
not. That was just like an Instagram live, I think, from the other day. Maybe.
No, it's a different film. I can't remember what it's called though.
Okay.
That's great. Next one. Last one.
Tom Cruise, Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. Well, yes, funny.
It's kind of cool.
I think it's good.
It's kind of fun. Like to a point where you're like, yeah, this is like, I hate like post-credit scene dance shit or like ending a film on a dance.
Mm.
It kind of worked for me.
Speaking of which, the Slumdog Millionaire one's pretty good as well. Like that's one of those things you leave that, even if you hate that movie, you leave it and go, that's pretty great. Like just the whole choreograph thing. And the
train also, has no one said Saltburn?
I didn't like that moment.
No, I know, but isn't
I don't
very
think
similar?
Of that as a dance.
No, yeah.
Dancing is not the first word that comes to mind.
If you stop looking at his penis for the entire ride, I think there's dancing around at somewhere.
I'm sure it is.
What
about the windmill?
Jim Carrey in Once Bitten.
I have never seen 1985.
He does the full guitar leg. Like that. And like it's like him and he's dancing with a dance like two partners and they're battling over him. And he does Michael Jackson move. It's really good.
I've got 1985. I've got vintage. A latecomer.
Go on.
You said Jim Carrey. The entire Coco Bongo in The Mask.
They call me Cuban Pete.
No. Well, I meant the dance with Cameron Diaz.
Isn't that mostly animated?
Yeah, it still counts.
Yeah.
James Brown, how'd you get in here?
Watch me now. Chadwick Boseman as James Brown.
Sure.
Doesn't really care for the dancing. It's good dancing.
Haven't seen that movie.
Robert Downey Jr. as Charlie Chaplin. Does a little bit of dancing there.
Yeah.
Funny that you said Tom Cruise earlier, and I'm sure there were some people who thought you were going to say Risky Biscuits.
Yeah,
because that's fun. That's fun as well.
It's fine.
We've now just said every dancing in every movie. So.
And then the entire warehouse thing in Footloose.
Yeah.
Oh, and also in Hot Rod.
Yeah, I know. Okay. All right. There's some good dancing in film.
Let's just go. Your top one. Your favorite dance.
Napoleon Dynamite, easily. Sorry.
Everything in Singing in the Rain. Like, it's amazing.
Rumour It Happens, Hamilton. Yeah,
Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds. And what's the name of the guy who does Be a Clown? The World Loves a Clown.
Donald.
Something.
Donald?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Donald O'Connor. O'Connor?
Yeah, I think you might be right. I think you're very close. He's fantastic. Well, have you seen Singing in the Rain, Marcus?
Yes.
That movie rules.
And also, I dislike Joseph Gordon-Levitt doing any sort of song and dance stuff.
Yeah, it's
leave
a
little him alone.
No, I don't think he's good as a song and dance man.
I agree.
Anyway, that was short and sweet.
Just
dance
leave him
edition.
Alone, man. Threw in the pal. Poor Joseph.
Thanks for listening to Throw in the Pal. My name is Frank.
My name is Marcus.
My name's Tom. And I'm really sorry, Joseph.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Jesus, Mary, and
Gordon Levitt.
And Gordon Levitt.
Thanks for listening. DM us your favourite dance scenes on Instagram.
There's a handle.
Come on.
And it's...
What's it called? It's
Throwing the Bow! At Instagram.com.